when Donald and I left, my brother Robert stayed there for a while to be with Alan and to help him. And so he got some men, and they got my car out of the river, and then they got the insurance company, and they moved along up the road. But there wasn't much they could do.
How far did the water move your house?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Some little distance.
No, not too far. Not off of my land.
But it moved it off its own foundation.
Uh-huh. Yes, completely off of its foundation. It moved it off of its foundation and moved it right through an outside fireplace, knocked it down, and right through where the garage was, and it was between this spruce pine tree and an elm tree and was caught there. It hadn't moved it too far. And then the river was on down there. The car was down in the river. It was completely submerged, but of course the top began sticking out. And well,
what did you think on Tuesday when you went down there and looked down across the community? What did you think?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know whether... Well, I really don't know, but I did say, and I said it many times, what a dirty dig Cheat River did us. You know, tell you the truth, I don't know what I thought. I don't know. I just don't know. And then when I left, when we left, this David started taking me back up to Halfin's. I would see people I knew, and they'd want to talk, and they'd run up to the truck and say, "Do you need anything? Do you want anything?" And I'd left all my medicine down there. I'd tell them there was a couple people that worked at the clinic, and I'd say, "If you see Susan, tell her I left all my medicine down at the house." Well, evidently they did see her, because she came up to Halfin's and brought medicine. And that's, I was sitting at Marguerite's table eating soup, and she came in and talked to me there, and she brought my medicine. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know when you... I don't know whether...
You must have been in shock, were you?
Yeah, I would say so. Yes, I would say yes.
It sounds as though you got very depressed then when you went to Hagerstown.
Well, no, not too much.
You got sick?
Well, I was kind of sick before I went. Yeah, I was going to... I wasn't too bad. But now, they were so good. I went down there on Wednesday, and on Thursday, I didn't have anything but what I had on. And I had that old coat, and I even forgot to take it. When I went down to Meniere's, I took it off and laid it across a chair, and went off and left it hanging there, laying on the chair. Well, anyhow, it wasn't very cold, so I had a sweater, that's why. I had my sister-in-law's sweater. And I had my niece's sweatshirt. But, well, I wore that sweater, and Donald and I went shopping. And I got some underclothes, and two or three things, and a suitcase. I don't know why I need the suitcase. Well, of course, I needed the suitcase to put my things in. We got the suitcase, and then I just went around and picked up what I wanted and stuck them in there, and then went up and paid for them. And then Donald's wife also was able to find quite a few little things I could wear. And I guess I was kind of depressed.
And now it's almost 4 months now, isn't it?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And how do you feel now? Do you feel hopeful, or do you feel...
Yeah, I feel hopeful.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
Well, when I went down into Parsons, after I moved here, the first time I went to Parsons and went down across the bridge into Pennsylvania Avenue, I was terribly depressed. And that's the first time I'd seen it. And I just thought it was absolutely horrible. And then Pennsylvania Avenue and on down the Tannery Row and over in Parsons and all the shops and stores, everything. Oh, at that time there was no AMP, there wasn't any drugstore, there wasn't much of anything. And I rode around and looked at it, and then I went on down to St. George, and the same thing down there. There wasn't anything down there. And I went to Meniere's. I went up to Elwine's, and she wasn't at home. So I came back down to Meniere's. I couldn't go to Allen's because they were staying at Meniere's. And Allen was working in the Parsons post office. And so, I saw his wife at the Meniere's, and I saw Jake Meniere. And I talked with them a while, and then I left and came back up here. But I was extremely depressed over Parsons and St. George. And since that time, I've been down there a few times. And then since Alan has his trailer, I've been down there and visited them in the trailer. But I'm afraid St. George will never be the same again. Well, I'm sure it won't be the same, but I don't know whether people are going to pick up and build back or not. And I really think eventually they will in Parsons. But I just don't know. And I would like very much to build. I don't want a big, large house. I just want a little